Jeremy Fowler, who's a friend of the show, former Steelers reporter, now national NFL writer for ESPN, every year does this in the offseason in July. Slow time of year, do it before training camp starts, and you get more eyeballs on it, you get more reaction to it, and it's worked again here with his series on the best players in the NFL today. He asks coaches and GMs and scouts to rank players at each position. Today, he released edge rusher, and of those 70 voters from that electorate, most of them believe that Myles Garrett is the best in the NFL, better than T.J. Watt. Second year in a row, Garrett has ranked ahead of Watt on this list. I don't see where Jeremy says this is the number of first place votes for Garrett and this is the number for Watt. Maybe it's in the article somewhere. Maybe it was close, but it's Garrett again over Watt, and it continues to mystify me and confuse me that so many people who work in the NFL, maybe it shouldn't, because NFL GMs and coaches and scouts get things wrong all the time. Look at drafts, for example. It's not scientific. But this is not projecting into the NFL. This is watching guys in the NFL. And they think Garrett is better than Watt. They've played the same exact number of years. They both came into the league in 2017. So that means 8 years for Garrett, 8 years for Watt. And Watt's numbers are better across the board. So if you're not going by stats, what are you going by? Now, I think if Garrett was on a better team, let's say, and you could argue, hey, Garrett has more to do with winning. He's produced bigger moments. You know, I'm sure if Donnie pulled up all-time passing leaders, do that, Donnie. Is there somebody ahead of Ben who never won anything? Like, I think Marino still has more yards than Ben and more passing touchdowns. Double check that, though.
Do you want just yards or do you want me to go touchdowns?
If there's a website that has both on the same page, that would be great. If not, then maybe do yards first and we can do touchdowns later. If Watt's numbers were better, but it's like, hey, Garrett has contributed to a winning cause more than Watt. All right, it's close. We're splitting hairs. We're going to break a tie that way. Fine. That's not the case. The Browns went 3-14 last year. You can say all you want about how Watt's numbers dipped at the end of the year and his production fell off a cliff. All of that's true. And I've said in fairness about Watt and if I would pay him or not, I've brought that up repeatedly since the season. But that tail off at the end of the year is not enough to declare Garrett the better player. For their careers, I'm not making this up, Watt has forced more fumbles than Garrett. Watt has more tackles for loss than Garrett. Watt has more quarterback hits than Garrett. Watt has more sacks than Garrett. When they play each other, Watt's team wins more than Garrett's. So what is the rubric? What are they using? What are these evaluators using to say Garrett is better than Watt? Just their eye test? Is that it? 412-928-9370. Are there actually any Steelers fans that agree with this, that Garrett is better than Watt? And therefore, Watt should not be able to get paid as much as Garrett. 412-928-9370. Donnie?
So I pulled up both lists. When you look at passing yards, there's nobody ahead of Ben that didn't win anything. It's Brady, Breeze, Manning, Favre.
Yep.
Then Ben's number five. Now, he will likely get caught by Aaron Rodgers this year, funny enough.
But he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Rodgers will likely leapfrog Phillip Rivers and Ben. Mm-hmm. The only other person that has a shot to pass Ben is Matt Stafford, who's where, about five.
And he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's 4,000 and change.
So where's Marino on that list now?
Ninth. He's ahead of Stafford.
He's getting passed by these guys who can't hold a candle to him.
And then when it comes to touchdowns, Marino is ahead of Ben. So is Phillip Rivers. Ben has 418.
Rivers threw more touchdowns.
Yeah, Rivers threw 421. Marino threw 420.
So that's what I mean. Like, if someone just pulled up a stat and said, oh, Rivers has thrown more touchdowns, like intern Dom does with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, Aaron Rodgers threw more touchdowns than Josh Allen, so he's just as good. Somebody pulled up Rivers' career touchdowns and said, see, this is proof he's better than Ben. Ben would leapfrog him again because it's two Super Bowls to none. Garrett doesn't have that. His team is, other than 2020, and I know what happened in that game, the Steelers got down 28 to nothing. Other than that, the Browns have been a sad sack, hopeless organization. They made the playoffs one other time, and that was 2 years ago with Joe Flacco. They went to Houston, and Garrett did bupkis in that game. He pulled the TJ Watt, if you will, in the playoffs. And if you pulled up Garrett's stats from that last month in which he won the Defensive Player of the Year, which was a bogus honor, he didn't sack anybody. Well, you shouldn't go by just sacks. Okay, great. Yeah, good point. Let's start to ignore or undermine the one stat where it's like, your job is to find the quarterback and hit the quarterback before he gets rid of the ball. So I'm not supposed to put a lot of emphasis on that? 412-928-9370. I know usually Mulsey likes to argue for Myles Garrett, and I feel like you're always the kid at the top of the stairs during these discussions, Donnie, because I think, generally speaking, you like to gang up with Mulsey on me, but I feel like this is one of the rare instances where you agree with me, but you're just not very vociferous about arguing on my behalf with Watt over Garrett.
Well, that's where my question comes with this, you know, when something like this gets put out, because is it about what they've done to this point? Because if you take career for career, Watt has had the better of the two. Is it more about them projecting what is going to happen in the future? Because that is where I think Myles Garrett will get the edge. Garrett's game will likely age better than what Watts does.
So let's
plus,
do it.
He is also over a year younger.
Got it. So let's do it this way then. Let's not do past. Let's not do future. Let's do right now. Who do you think is the better player?
So you're basically asking this year who's going to have a better year.
Who do you think is the better player between the two?
I think Garrett's going to have a better year.
Really? Why, though? Based on what? They're going to stink. They're going to be behind.
Well, they pretty much always stink.
Yes. True. But they're really going to stink this year. Like, some years they've at least like been somewhat competitive. They're not this season. I think they're over-under win totals, 4.5.
Oh, I think they're going to suck. I think the Browns and the Saints are going to be the two teams battling for like the number one overall pick.
So Garrett's had 14 sacks in back-to-back seasons. When he won the Defensive Player of the Year, he had 14. When he was first team All-Pro, he had 14. I guarantee you if Watt plays 17 games, he's going to have more than 14 sacks this year. That it seems to be the consistent number for Garrett. I would bet a lot of money that Watt would do better than that. You disagree?
I mean, again, you are just going off one statistic, and Watt is also coming off a year when he had, 11.5,
yeah.
And he played most of the season. He was absent for the last handful of
games. And I know it's like comparing him to what the evaluators say is the best edge rusher in the NFL in Garrett. I'm sensing that you are very concerned about a TJ Watt, like, start to go the other way, back nine of his career, decline.
I don't think the guy's going to suck or anything. Good player.
No, I'm not. I didn't mean that by phrasing it that way with you. It sounds to me like you think we've already seen the best Watt in the years of him having 19 sacks and 22 sacks are behind him.
Numbers that high, we probably have. I mean, If you're just looking at the sack numbers or forced fumbles, I mean, we probably have seen the peak. I mean, and it was a hell of a peak.
He had six last year. He had six forced fumbles last season and nothing in the last month of the year. And I've crushed him for that. But I just don't get how Garrett gets like universally regarded as the better of the two players when he has the same number of Defensive Player of the Year awards, and his numbers across the board are worse. Is it just the eye test? It has to be. That Garrett was the number one pick and Watt wasn't, so everyone just assumes that Garrett dominates games in a way that Watt doesn't or can't consistently.
I don't think
enough.
That's necessarily it. We've also seen, now Watt, you know, he's gotten double teamed and triple teamed at times, but we see that more with Garrett, I feel, than we do with Watt. And we
could probably look that up.
And we will see.
We could probably
games,
find a stat on that.
Think about it. We will also see games where we go into the, you know, we go into the game thinking Watt has a great matchup. He's playing some scrub tackle or he's playing some rookie tackle. And then we come away from it thinking, man, he didn't do anything. He had like a two tackles.
Sure.
He didn't.
But he's also had games against Buffalo where no one thought he was going to do much because he was coming off of sitting out training camp and games, and he's the best player on the field.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was his Defensive Player of the Year season.
Garrett
probably should have had another. I'm acknowledging all of that, and I'm saying up to this point he's had a better career than Myles Garrett. I just feel like Garrett will have more consistent numbers and his game will age better.
Why do you think that is, though?
Garrett's more of like a power rusher. I mean, yeah, he certainly will mix the speed in there, but Watt is like a lot of speed. Like speed rusher, get around the edge, like beat the tackle just off speed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that normally goes before the power part of the game does. Again, I'm not saying the guy's going to just go right in the toilet or be bad. All I'm saying is I think
that... No, you think from this point forward, Garrett will be the better player of the two.
Yeah, if we want to say the back halves of their careers, I would say Garrett. Watt had him in the first part, but the rest of the way, I do think Garrett will be a better player.
I think there's a little bit of like, what have you done for me lately there? Because Watt just sucked so bad at the end of the year. People forget 2 years ago when Garrett won the Defensive Player of the Year. In their last 2, 4, 6, 7 games, he had 1 sack. I don't care how much he was being double teamed. How do you have 1 sack in the last 7 games of the year and you're healthy? And then to make matters worse, they make you Defensive Player of the Year. And then to make matters even worse than that, their defense gave up more points on the road than any defense in the NFL that season. The worst. And he got rewarded with Best Defensive Player because they went by the PFF grades and pressure rate and not the numbers. I'm getting mad about this again.
There's also a simple way for me to help Watt's career age that they have not seemingly gotten on board with.
What's that?
That we have seen the Browns do with Garrett. You got to move the guy around more. You got to be more creative.
I agree with that, but I also would say this. I think
every single play, it's
should not
here's
be in the
Watt
same spot.
Up against the right tackle.
I agree with that. I think that that's absolutely right. I mean, one of the things that people say about Garrett is he goes against left tackles consistently. Let's see if TJ gets and plays against left tackles, how he goes. I'd love
around,
to see
though.
That. No doubt. No doubt, but the real hardcore Garrett defenders say the majority of Watt's snaps are against right tackles and the majority of Garrett's are against left tackles, therefore Garrett's numbers are more impressive. That's one of the things they fall back on. Well, if he starts taking snaps against left tackles, they can't say that anymore.